The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, folks. This is Ian W. Hill, co-creator and sound designer of Life with Alfar. And I'm here, as always, with my partner, co-creator and showrunner, Barrett Johnson.
Hello.
And we're coming to you, as usual, from the Gemini Collision Works Radiophonic Workshop, deep below South Brooklyn. An audio wonderland where anything can happen.
They could take the Camaro?
Oh, Streets, not again. How do they keep getting the keys?
I think they taught themselves how to hotwire it.
So, as you may be able to guess from hearing our voices instead of that familiar opening whoosh, we're experiencing some delays here at the Radiophonic Workshop, so you won't be hearing episode 34 just yet.
Ian already announced this on our various social media, but for those of you who aren't following us there, we wanted to make sure you had a heads up.
And we would apologize yet again for the delay, which we hate to do to you all, but all of our listeners who replied to that announcement have been very cool about it and really, really sweet. So instead, we'll just say thank you for that. They told us we should take the time we need to do it right, and that's just what we intend to do.
And we can promise that we haven't just been jacking around down here. There is a lot coming your way in episode 34.
That's right. We've been toiling away here at the Radiophonic Workshop, even if we've had to work around a few unexpected guests.
Hi!
Hi, Poomies.
Poomies, help! Help, Poomies!
Yes, we've had a few of the Poomies. You know, those adorable little fluffballs who showed up in episode 28? Yeah, they decided to hang around for a while.
And they are extremely determined to help us while we're creating the show.
Yeah. Poomie help. Poomie proofread. Poomie research plant anatomies.
Poomie make suggestions.
Yeah, you've had a lot of suggestions. And you have shared them.
Yay! Poomies help!
But, we don't want you folks to get the wrong idea. It's not the Poomies' fault. The next episode is going to be delayed.
What? Essipod late?
No, Essipod?
But Poomie no wants to hang off Cliff. Poomie wants to find out what happened.
No, don't
get
this
one. Ah, crap. I'll get the dustpan.
Crackle said bye!
Yeah, sorry about that, Poomie, but you don't need to get disappointed, okay? There's a lot of great stuff coming up, even if you have to wait for it a little longer than usual. And, we'll be seeing even more of you folks on the fairgrounds pretty soon, in episode 36. Pretty exciting, right?
Oh,
please,
Poomie,
don't
Poomie.
Crackle sad.
Oh, wow! More Poomie on show? Yay! Poomie's so cool! Poomie wants to go tell his friends Poomie and Poomie right now! Bye!
I notice you didn't mention just what he and his friends will be doing in that future episode.
I mean, he doesn't need to know that right now, does he? Just look how happy the little guy was! We don't want to ruin it for him!
You're a sick man, Hill.
Let's not get into that now. Don't want to spoil anything for our listeners. But we should mention something all of you out there can listen to, totally spoiler-free, which is our interview with Sean and Jim at Raging Bullets, a DC fan podcast.
Unless for some reason you haven't heard episodes 4 or 10 of Life with Alfar yet, which we do spoil a bit. But if you haven't gotten that far, why are you listening to this now? Mm-hmm. It's weird, man.
Yeah. Anyway, Raging Bullets can be found at ragingbullets.com, as well as just about anywhere podcasts stream, with the exception of Spotify. Their usual topics of discussion are DC Comics and the DC Universe, but sometimes Sean and Jim do a special pop culture and whatnot show where they talk about other things that interest them.
And it turned out that Althar is one of those things, because our own Eli H.F. Gineas had introduced them to the show. So we and Eli spent a couple of hours talking with Sean and Jim.
And you should check it out if you want to hear something about the process of making Life with Althar, where it came from, and why we make it, as well as a little about our plans for the future after we wrap up the show with these final 7 episodes.
Don't let the Pumis hear you! I haven't told them it's ending yet!
Oh, right!
I don't hear any crackle sound, I think.
In any case, you can find all that in episode 612 of Raging Bullets, a DC fan podcast from October 8th.
Oh, and if you listen all the way to the end, you'll hear even more from Eli in the form of the closing theme song.
And once again, we'd like to remind you that if you check out www.lifewithalthar.com, you'll find yourself at the Gemini Collision Works website, on which you can find the Life with Althar page with all the various links to where you can listen to the show, read the scripts, buy Althar t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and other merch, and learn how to donate to the show or our company, tax-deductible in the USA.
So I think that's it from us for now. Unless, should we give them an air date for episode 34, Ian?
Maybe we shouldn't make any promises right now, Barrett.
Yeah, this hasn't been the most predictable year.
Let's just say that our next episode, The John Who Came In From the Vacuum, will be appearing at 12:01 a.m. on the first Friday we can manage, which I can only say won't be next week.
Believe me, we want to hear it as much as you do.
And so, as always, from Barrett, myself, and all of us at Gemini Collision Works,
thank you for your attention.
And it's a pleasure working for you.
Look out! I think those crazy guinea pigs are going to roll it!